Welcome to this podcast about Crab River and Devastation Channel in British Columbia. The article is produced by Coast View, written by Dr. Carl Schoch, and read by Inara, an AI-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and dozens of embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Crab River flows into Devastation Channel near the entrance to Allen Reach of Gardner Canal, about 81 miles southeast of Prince Rupert and 28 miles south-southwest of Kitimat, British Columbia. Devastation Channel, located between Hawkesbury Island and the British Columbia mainland, was named in 1863 by Captain Daniel Pender after the paddle sloop HMS Devastation. The channel was first charted in 1793 by Joseph Whidbey, sailing master of HMS Discovery during Captain George Vancouver's 1791-95 expedition. The river is renowned for being an excellent location to catch Dungeness crabs, marking the halfway point when traveling by boat between Kamano and Kitimat. The Haisla name for the river mouth is Kasa. In the 1880s, a small fish saltery operated here, and by 1913, a small village was reported. In 1916, the McKenna McBride Royal Commission established Haisla Indian Reserve Nar 18, allocating 10 acres on both sides of the river for use as a village site, fishing station, hunting base, and burial ground. The Crab River watershed comprises a Haisla Eagle Clan stewardship area traditionally owned by the holder of the name Kiselagalis. The river originates at an elevation of about 4,200 feet and flows generally west for approximately 6 miles to Crab Lake. The lake is around 5 miles long and 0.6 miles wide, situated at an elevation of 762 feet. From there, the river continues northwest and then southwest for 3 miles to Gardner Canal. Today, the Crab Lake Conservancy is part of a roadless conservation area spanning 31,602 acres that protects the lake and the headwaters of the Crab River in the Kitimat Ranges. The Kitimat Ranges lie between the Nass River and Portland Inlet to the north and the Bella Coola River and Burke Channel to the south. They are bounded to the east by the Hazelton Mountains. The near-vertical cliffs framing the river valleys consist of exposed igneous intrusive rocks from the Quatoon Pluton, a granodiorite intrusion emplaced at depths of 6 to 9 miles approximately 52 million years ago. The Pluton is about 112 miles long and averages 6 miles in width. The formation sequence began during the Eocene epoch when partially melted magma accumulated in the Earth's lower crust. This led to a density instability, causing the uprising of granitic material and the emplacement of the Quatoon Pluton. A brief period of uplift followed the intrusion, creating a thermal contrast with the surrounding rock. Another period of uplift beginning in the late Miocene exposed the area to the surface, creating the present relief of the coast mountains. In central British Columbia, all major watersheds reflect the interaction of Pleistocene and Holocene glaciation with regional uplift patterns. The last major glaciation event that covered British Columbia was the Wisconsin and Fraser glaciation. Climatic alteration began as early as 29,000 years ago, but extensive ice advances from mountains into valleys and fjords did not occur until 25,000 years ago. The glacial maximum occurred between 16,000 and 14,000 years ago. Between 13,000 and 9,000 years ago, the glaciers retreated to their pre-advanced positions, and the land was soon inhabited by humans. The Crab River traditionally demarcated the territorial boundary between the Haisla and Henexiala First Nations before their amalgamation into the single Haisla First Nation. The Henexiala are Waukeshaan-speaking peoples from the Gardner Canal area, particularly the tributaries of the Kamano and Kitlop rivers, and have close ethno-linguistic ties to the Haisla. The Haisla homeland encompasses the upper region of Douglas Channel, extending to the Kitimat River and its tributaries. Many ancient sites in these areas bear Henexiala or Haisla names, recognizing their value as cultural landmarks. These sites include temporary encampments for resource gathering or processing, winter villages, locations of ceremonial activities or legendary events, and notable natural formations. The Henexiala were likely more numerous than the Haisla until around 1918, when an influenza outbreak at the end of World War I caused a significant drop in their population. Between 1948 and 1952, the Henexiala moved en masse to Kitimat. Today's Haisla are considered an amalgamation of the Henexiala and various Haisla bands, including the Bees, Kasa, Kemano, Kitlope, Haisla, Nalabila, and Gildaladox. To the west of the Henexiala and Haisla territories lies the homeland of the southern Tsimshian, and immediately to the north are the territories of the coast Tsimshian. The Salishan-speaking Nuksalk people, also known as the Bella Kula, are located to the south. To the east are the traditional territories of the Cheslata Ten, who speak an Athapascan language. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including dozens of links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.